Hiya, and welcome to another episode of Dark and Spooky, a horror podcast, with me, Miss Dark and Spooky, your host. So how the devil have we all been? Are we all okay? Ready for the weekend? Today's episode is going to be a movie review, and today's movie will be Imaginary. Are we all ready? Let's go! So, Imaginary was released this year and is a certificate 15 here in the UK. The runtime is 1 hour 44 minutes. The IMDb score is 4.8 out of 10 and the Rotten Tomatoes score is 32%. The director is Jeff Wadlow, who's done Nonstop, Never Back Down. The main cast is DeWanda Wise, who's been in Precious, The Harder They Fall, Betty Buckley, Carrie and Split, and Piper Braun, Desperation Road, and then Tegan Burns, I Can Only Imagine, and Dumplin'. The soundtrack, the Chauncey song, is composed by Bear McCreary and performed by Sonatine McCreary. An interesting fact I found about the film, the family moves into a house on Elm Street in Springwood, a reference to Nightmare on Elm Street 1984, another imaginary villain proven to be real. The synopsis... From Blumhouse, the masterminds behind Five Nights at Freddy's and Megan, comes an original horror that taps into the innocence of imaginary friends and begs the question, are they really figments of childhood imagination, or is something more terrifying lying just beneath? When Jessica DeWanda Wise moves back into her childhood home with her family, her youngest stepdaughter, Alice, Piper Braun, develops an eerie attachment to a stuffed bear named Chauncey she finds in the basement. Alice starts playing games with Chauncey that begin playful and become increasingly sinister. As Alice's behaviour becomes more and more concerning, Jessica intervenes, only to realise Chauncey is much more than the stuffed toy bear she believed him to be. Do you like watching horror films but wish you had someone to watch with? Miss Dark and Spooky from Dark and Spooky, a horror podcast, has brought you that. Join her on Discord today where you can talk to other horror fans and take part in watch parties. Link is in the show notes. To see the latest Blumhouse horror, hoping that I would be seeing a mix of Megan and Five Nights at Freddy's, two films that have performed well at the box office. but I was left less than impressed. The film starts off predictable, with a range of cliched characters, stepmom and teen daughter with an attitude being the most obvious. Add this to some sloppy storytelling and a bare minimum number of surprises, and the movie limps along to the final act, but not in a good way. The ending makes no sense whatsoever, with the female protagonists entering Chauncey's world of imagination where they battle an evil giant bear. Don't expect to be scared by anything in this film, a 15 certificate which should have warned me that nothing frightening or disturbing about it. I would be quite confident in saying that the storyline can be a bit confusing, with the ending being a bit of a mess, with a feeling that it was rushed. The positive that I can take from the movie is Piper Braun as Alice, Jessica's young stepdaughter, who showed the grown-ups how to act, especially in a horror movie. This concept could and should have been more terrifying than Freddy Krueger's nightmares, but fell short of offering any of the jump scares or tension. It is stated that Poltergeist was an influence on Wadlow's latest flick, then it sadly doesn't transfer to the big screen. Although this is a slight improvement on Blumhouse's previous offering, Night Swim, it still completely missed the spot. This gets a 4.5 out of 10. Definitely one to never ever watch again. So with that, I'm going to leave this episode there. So if you have liked it, please do give me a follow on whatever platform you do listen to your podcasts on. And also, if you can, just leave me a rating and a review. It will just really help the podcast get seen by more people. If you don't already follow me, I am on social media. So I am on Facebook, Instagram and TikTok, all under the same name of dark_and_spooky666. If you want to see the face behind the name, and then also bits of my own everyday life, my personal Instagram is mel_j_0777. All the links to the social medias will be in the show notes. If you have any of your own stories, ghost experiences, movie reviews, or even shout outs that you want me to do, I can do them as well. You can send them in to me. You can also be anonymous if you prefer. That isn't an issue, but my email address is darkandspooky13@gmail.com. So all that's left to say, stay spooky, and I'll see you on the next episode.